The highlight of the Yom Kippur service is when the Kohen Gadol takes two goats before him and the Jewish people and draws a lottery of wooden chips. One says Lashem and the other says Lazazel, for Hashem and for the wilderness. The goat that gets the lot of Lashem is given as a sacrifice, but it's the other one, the one that goes Lazazel to the wilderness, that's more perplexing. This goat is said to carry with it all of our sins and thrown off a cliff to atone for us. But one has to wonder, why does that really work? The Gemara tells us that the reason it's called the Seir Lazazel is because it comes to atone for the act of Uzzah and Azel. What is Uzzah and Azel, and who are they? If you look in the Medrash, which Rashi notes, we find an incredible story. The Medrash tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to create man, there were two groups of malachim, two groups of angels. One group said, create man, it's a good thing, he'll do your will. But the other group didn't agree. They said man shouldn't be created. He's going to sin. He's going to be evil. He's going to go against your will. There's no point of having him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered the decision and decided, indeed, it would be better to have man. He created man, and then Adam sinned. The Medrash says that the angels who were against creating him to begin with came back to tell God, look, you should have listened to us. The Midrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them, it's not so easy down there. If you were there, you would have sinned as well. The Midrash says that there were two angels of that group that then came to God and said, you know what? Try us. We'll be able to do your will, even if we're down there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took those angels, and he sent them down to earth. The Torah tells us in Bereishis, Vayiru b'nei Elokim es benos ha'adam, and the sons of God saw the daughters of man, and they sinned with them. Says the Medrash, these two angels, which had said to God that they should be tried and they'll do better than man, were those that were referred to as b'nei Elokim. When they were sent down after challenging God, it didn't even take a moment. They saw the Benos Adam and they sinned just as God had told them would happen. The Medrash says that these two angels' names were Uzzah and Azel. So you have to wonder, how is it that the Seir Lazazel, this goat, comes to atone for that, for the sin of these two angels? And what does that have to do with who we are and what we're doing on Yom Kippur? There's a very beautiful explanation that's said by the Ishbitzer, the Beis Yaakov, the great Rebbe of Ishbitz. The Ishbitzer explains that the Medrash is telling us something very simple. All people in the world, no matter who they are, no matter where they come from, no matter what they bring with them, all have that same small doubt in the back of their mind. We all feel a little bit like we're worthless, like there's no point of us being in the world. Some of us feel it more, some of us feel it less. But in the back of every human being's mind, there's that natural feeling that somehow they don't have a purpose in the world and they're not really accomplishing anything on a day-to-day basis. The Ishbitzer explains that that is the voice of Uzzah and Azel. Uzzah and Azel were the first individuals in history to doubt the validity of man's existence. They were the first beings ever that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, which said, there's no point to man. There's no point of having human beings who are imperfect. Says the Ishbitzer, it's that doubt which causes us to sin. When we think we don't matter, when we think we're really worthless, what we do doesn't affect God and doesn't affect anyone else, it's very easy to sin because there's nothing stopping us. But when a person recognizes they're important, that they're special, that God cares for them, that the people around them need them, then it's less easy to sin because you have to be responsible. Says the Ishbitzer, that's what it means that this goat takes away the sin of Uzzah and Azel. Uzzah and Azel's sin was doubting man's validity, was doubting our greatness as people. That's what causes us to sin throughout the year. Says the Ishbitzer, we take that doubt, we take that feeling that was brought into the world by Uzzah and Azel, we put it on this goat and we throw it off a cliff. We throw representatively away all of that doubt because this coming year, we're not going to feel that way. We're going to feel we're important. We're going to feel we matter. We're going to not listen to that voice of Uzzah and Azel inside us that tells us that what we're doing is not important and doesn't matter to everyone in our lives. On Yom Kippur, when the Sir LaZazel was thrown away, it was done for a very simple reason. To give the Jewish people the message for the coming year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, He values you, and He wants you to do what's best for yourself and for Him.